Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. All the geek, and I'm a little tired.
Yeah, me too.
Just a bit. Just a bit. Oh, hey!
Good morning.
Good morning. Look at here. How about that? If we don't have the vicar, we'll buy Jova. It looks like we can have Flinstress.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
Well, look at you.
Okay, then.
Prepared. And of course, trying to cope with the fact that it's early in the morning and I haven't had all the caffeine flow through my system like I need to. Doesn't matter because I'm still the dashing Billy Flynn.
He is dashing. You have to give him that.
Well, thank you.
Yay.
I do appreciate that. Let's see. This date, Wednesday, July 1st. In 1200, sunglasses were invented in China to conceal the eyes of judges while sitting in court.
Oh, not just for a sexy fashion statement.
No, sexy fashion statement from Chinese folks. Come on now. They had more important things to do. This date in 1862, the Internal Revenue Service was established under the name of the Bureau of Internal Revenue. Good thing they changed that. 1910, Black & Decker was founded by Duncan Black and Alonzo Decker, so thank you for not going with Duncan and Alonzo. This date in 1915, actress Annette Kellerman stripped in the movie Daughter of the Gods in the first nude scene in a movie. There you go.
Ever, wow. Ever. And the vicar missed today.
Yes, he did. Well, he is celebrating in his own special way. In 1963, the U.S. Post Office officially started the use of the five-digit zip codes, and on this date in 1979, the very first Sony Walkman was introduced in the United States. Aww. Some birthdays going out today. Liv Tyler is 32. Apparently, she played a Vulcan in some Lord of the Rings movie. Oh, wait, no. She said pointed ears.
A Vulcan.
Hey, that's a joke about the Bruce. You should check out last night's GRDS Weekly. That'll make a lot more sense.
Yeah, not all pointy ears races are the same.
No. Pamela Anderson's 42. Once upon a time, she was cute. Once upon a time. Let's see. Andrew Brower is 47. Frank Pimbleton on Homicide: Life in the Street, a show that I completely forgot to talk about last night. In the GRDS Weekly show. Alan Ruck is 53. Cameron Frye, of course, he was also Stewart on Spin City. Dan Aykroyd's 57. Elwood, Ray, Dan Aykroyd, for the love of God.
Right? And he called you the other day.
He did. That was fantastic. Jamie Farr is 75 years old. Of course, that's Maxwell Klinger on the fun show MASH. Do you have any birthdays there? Did you ever figure those out?
I do actually have. I have Estee Lauder from the cosmetics company. Okay. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Okay.
Diana, Princess of Wales, this was her birthday
this
today.
This would have been her birthday.
Yeah. About 61 to 97, rest in peace.
Well, one of those things. Whatever can you do? You can look at TV, huh? Which should be fun, because tonight, should I let you have ABC? I'm going to let you have ABC.
Yes, let me have ABC.
Please, by all means. Please,
we have the two shows that we love to watch, Wipeout, Big Balls, and I Survived a Japanese Game Show, Hi Machi Day. Love it.
Let's see. NBC's got 2 hours of America's Got Talent.
Do we really have 2 hours of talent?
I don't know. And a new episode of The Philanthropist is on this evening. Watch someone with a lot of money go around doing good deeds.
Okay? Tonight on CBS, The New Adventures of Old Christine and Gary Unmarried. I didn't see if they were reruns episodes. Yeah.
They're
so,
totally.
But if you missed some, it's new to you.
There you go. Fox has the top 14 performers dancing on So You Think You Can Dance.
Down to 14, huh?
Yep.
Whew.
Not moving fast enough for me.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
On the Food Network, a show called Chopped. Strawberries, turkeys, and gummy bears. Hopefully not all together.
Well, that's the fun thing about that show is they have to use those ingredients in their dishes. I don't know each ingredient in each one, but maybe like a 3-course meal, one of each other. Weird stuff. AMC American Movie Classics showing Blown Away. Tommy Lee Jones is a crazy mad bomber. That's pretty good stuff. That's a good movie. I enjoy that movie a lot.
More movie goodness. Well, sort of. Spike is showing Star Wars Episode III: Revenge of the Sith.
It's the best of the prequels.
Yeah, there are some fun fight scenes. What are you going to do?
Well, you could always flip over to country music television to watch Necessary Roughness.
I actually like that stupid little football movie.
I'm sure that you do. He will never put his hand on you. Boom. Fumble. Fumble Rooski. Fumble Rama.
Speaking of football movies, on the FX, we have the Gridiron Gang. And I don't know how they're going to put this on TV, because there is a lot of cursing in that movie.
Well, beep, 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 and beep, I believe, is there. Tonight on the History Channel on Monster Quest, it's Mega Jaws.
Rawr! Followed by Sasquatch Attack? The Bruce is on the History Channel?
Oh my God, that's not good. Cartoon Network, they got their reality shows on That Other Side and Survive This, the things that aren't cartoons. That's on tonight on the Cartoon Network. Okay, sure. Yeah, makes sense.
All right.
No, it doesn't.
Schadenfreude for you on Oxygen with Dance Your Ass Off, where you get to see overweight people dance to try to lose weight. Yeah, that's why you're watching.
Nice. Let's see. Turner Classic Movie Show and Public Enemy, which I have misspelled as Public Ebemy.
At least you didn't have Public Enema.
That's true. It could have been very, very bad. BBC America, Gordon Ramsay's F word, which I guess is different than most other folks.
Yeah.
But if I'm watching anything, it's going to be on that there Lifetime Television.
For women!
Because intruders hold honeymooners hostage within an isolated mansion on a Caribbean island. Tonight, Kelly Carlson stars in Break-In.
Once again, it's time for Bag Old Mail.
Which I believe I did actually spell Brack-In, so that would be a much better movie.
It could be Break-In, too.
Brack. Come here, newlyweds. All right. Taking a peek at the GRD mailbag. Hey, Mr. Flynn, if you're looking for shows that still aren't on DVD to bemoan, a couple of TV shows that will probably never make it to DVD are the 1960s Batman series and Max Headroom, both shows that are tied up because with different rights owned by different companies, so it's unlikely they'll ever be released. Similarly, wow, The Wonder Years hasn't been released on DVD because of the difficulty in getting rights to all the music used on the show. Keep up the good work. That's from Wesley in Ohio. Yeah, that's a good point. You're never going to get the Wonder Years unless they do what they did to WKRP, and that's bastardize it, strip it down, and pick up different music. And
then change all the jokes. I mean, the Wonder Years maybe it could work because it was more like the soundtrack, the background, but still, it was such a part of the show.
What song was playing when he kisses Winnie Cooper in that first episode? Was it When a Man Loves a Woman? I don't even remember. I just remember it seemed overly dramatic and kind of funny, and I'm like, I'm going to have to watch another episode of this to see what the hell that is, because there's a 12-year-old kid macking on some girl. That's just weird.
Yeah.
That's a little weird. So I don't know what we're going to use. So far, I think we've decided we're probably going to use Parker Lewis Season 2. But
at least for now.
You know, if you've got ideas, suggestions, we'd love to hear them, and you can always send those to podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. It's just that simple. Today's Wednesday, so we got to take a look inside the long box. Of course, going to take a peek at that geekified news coming up this Wednesday, July 1st edition of Geek Radio Daily.
The following is a promo for 12voltheater.com. Hello, my name is Alice. I'm adrift in a world of ever-shifting roads. A world with little boys in overalls with dirty wings. A world where a dark wind can eat one person down to the bone while leaving the other still holding their hand. My destiny was cut for me by the knife I hold in my hand. Will I find salvation? Will I find damnation? Help me decide in a podcast like no other. Vote on the decisions I must make at the end of each podcast, then find out the results 2 weeks later. Available exclusively at 12voltheater.com. I'm waiting for you to join me, just down the road.
Handcrafted stories from a unique podcaster. 12voltheater.com.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. And contrary to what you might think, you're doing just fine.
Oh, thanks, David.
I just wanted you to know that. That's outstanding. Wednesday, the vicar working for someone who has to go watch their kid play golf. This was random. I think we found out about this maybe yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe yesterday. How do you not know that you...
the last-minute pinch hit.
Yeah, how do you... Wow, that sounds like a euphemism. I don't know how you don't know that your kid is not, you know, playing in a golf tournament somewhere, but hey, cool, whatever. So we're here, we're Queer by Jove, and you're just going to love us.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious books indeed.
Yes,
today, if
is.
You're going to the friendly local neighborhood comic shop, there's all kinds of things you can pick up, like, for instance, Antarctic Press has Bad Kids Go to Hell number 1 of 3. I have no idea what that's about, but based on that title alone, I'm going to find it and read
it. Maybe some of my worst students?
Possibly.
I have Buffy the Vampire Slayer number 26 in season 8. Just interesting, because we'll eventually get to that.
From Dark Horse.
From Dark Horse
there
Comics.
Yeah,
yeah
that,
sorry.
That's okay.
Started off right. There were two covers, too. Joe Chen and George Jante variant cover.
They also have Star Wars Invasion number 1 of 5. I don't know if that's someone invading Star Wars or if Star Wars invade other people. Either way, that should be interesting. Boom Studios, Farscape, Strange Detractors number 4 of 4. Finding Nemo, Reef Rescue number 1 of 4 is out today.
Okay.
Issue 2 of Muppet Robin Hood. Issue 4 of 4 of The Muppet Show. And issue 2 of 4 of Toy Story Mysterious Stranger.
Oh.
I don't know who that is, but he wants to touch us all.
Oh, no. Show me on the doll. Wait,
Bad.
Marvel Comics says Runaways Rock Zombies. I don't know, it just sounded funny. Rock Zombies.
It's not a rock. It's a rock zombie.
Marvel Comics also brings us Marvel Divas, 1 of 5.
Which we talked about quite extensively, that cover on the forums over at geekradiodaily.com, in which Joe Quesada is out of his damn mind because that's just cheesecake for Cheesecake's Factor, and there's no substance there. Not that it looks like it anyway. Deadpool, Merc Without a Mouth is number one is on there today. Wow, can you tell they're getting ready for a movie?
Yeah.
Captain America Reborn, number 1 of 5. Scourge of Gods Fall, number 1 of 3. I don't know what that means either, but it's got a cool title.
Speaking of getting ready for a movie, IDW Publishing brings us G.I. Joe Movie Adaptation 1 of 4.
Movie adaptation!
Right?
They also have issue 3 of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, which I'm looking forward to because I can't wait to see how it ends.
Khan! Something like that.
They also have Angel 23. That's the Angel Aftermath. And Doctor Who Classic Series 2, number 8. Yeah, that's right. DC Comics, Astro City, The Dark Age Book 3 of 4. Batman and Robin issue 2 is out, which is kind of cool. If the Vicar was here, he would mention Jonah Hex number 45.
Ah, and I also saw, just because I thought this title was cool, it's from Fantagraphics, Tales Designed to Thrizzle. I don't know. Snoop has to have something
to do
with that.
From Snoop Comics? Yeah, okay. Dynamite Entertainment wraps up Battlestar Galactica, Final Five, number 4 of 4. If you can skip the cheesecake covers, there's an interesting story going on in there. Image Comics, I have to mention that Chew number 1 is back for a second printing because Chew number 2 is out today, and I've been told lots of great things about that, so I'm going to have to read that. Kinzer and Company's Knights of the Dinner Table, number 152, always a good time there. And
yeah,
if I'm buying anything today, it's from Zenoscope Entertainment because it's Escape from Wonderland, number 0 of 6.
Zero?
Zero. Okay. Zero is the story right before the story. It's a little bit of a prequel that they get before it. Sorry. Us geeks at our comics, the strange things we do.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! While other people drink coffee.
Sorry about that. Geek news! I was late.
Taking a peek at the world from a geeky point of view. Wow, you must be louder than everybody else. A stumbling kid just went going by.
Okay.
Fantastic. So, it turns out that Matt Reeves, of Cloverfield fame, he's the guy working on the American adaptation of Let the Right One In.
Oh.
Because, of course, it's coming to America. You can't just have the, yeah. The original story based on the novel is quite similar, but they're similar to each other, but everyone's completely worried, rightfully so, about an American version of Let the Right One In. It's more than just a hot vampire love story. And he promises us that that's not going to change. Now, the one weird thing about it is going to be set in Colorado back during the Reagan era, I guess, to try to keep it that timeless aspect. And so far, they're promising that they're not going to change the age of characters. So I got my fingers crossed because I did like Cloverfield. So there you go.
Yeah, and hopefully it's super creepy.
Hopefully, because it needs to be.
That
pool scene at the end, one of the best scenes in a movie ever.
Ah. Well, on a kind of lighter note, studies have shown, a new study shows, that women hit the nail on the head more often than men, at least in broad, no pun intended, daylight. 10% better than men, if you will. Men were better in the dark, though.
Well,
said study leader
Duncan. It's
where
we live our lives.
Erschkick at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. Men and women differ in their ability to perceive objects in light versus dark environments, and this has a subsequent effect on motor control, he says. He speculates. They're not entirely sure. Speculation. Right? But he presented his findings at the Society of Experimental Biological annual meeting in Glasgow. It just sounded really, really, really official.
Wow.
So if you need any hammering done, any nailing, turn to your woman if it's bright outside. But in the dark, men have it.
Okay. I don't think I'd want to try, you know, nailing. Never mind. Toyota said it's developed a way of steering a wheelchair by just detecting brain waves without the person having to move a muscle or shout a command.
It's a little creepy.
A little bit. Past systems required several seconds to read brain waves, but the new technology requires only 125 milliseconds. That's 1/25,000th of a second for those of you that can't pay attention.
Thank you.
The person in a wheelchair wears a cap that can read brain signals, which are relayed to a brain scan, EEG, the electrically powered vehicle, and then analyzed by computer program. Research into mobility is part of Toyota's larger strategy to go beyond automobiles and helping people get around in new ways.
Wow, but does the cap look like a colander?
Well, they don't have a picture of it. I can only hope.
Coming soon. Other news, we have ER veteran Noah Wiley is locked in as the lead in TNT's new sci-fi series from Steven Spielberg.
Okay.
Wiley played the lead of a group of soldiers and civilians that battle against an alien force. The aliens have decimated the human population And Wiley's group sets out to find survivors. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, the librarian Spielberg. Versus aliens. Okay.
Right.
Sure.
Hopefully maybe an appearance by the Predator. We'll see.
Okay, everyone hang your head. The Pirate Bay, a place I've never heard of. Apparently you can get illegal movie downloads and stuff.
What?
I have no
they
idea
have
what
that on the internet?
Apparently, I have no idea what that means. But according to the LA Times, Swedish company Global Gaming Factor has bought the Pirate Bay for $7.8 million with the idea of offering legal downloads. So the Pirate Bay has gone legit, huh? Which is, you know, interesting, of course, because in April, the site founders and owners, Gottfried Slavenwarg, Peter Sund, Fredrik Nyge, and Carl Lundstrom,
nice.
Were all convicted of being accessories to copyright infringement. And, of course, that was the big movie studios suing all of them. So, yeah, Pirate Bay bought up by somebody going legit because it works so well for Napster.
Wow.
I don't see what could possibly be wrong with that. So there you go.
Worst thing to happen to pirates since Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
Arr! Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes, subscribe while you're there. That would be fun. Do that. GRD license under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Had to stop and think about what that word
Good
was.
Good job.
Maybe we should do breakfast before we do this.
Or go to sleep at a decent hour.
That would be good. Hey, drop us a note. See how we're doing here. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Let's celebrate! Who wants breakfast?
I'm so hungry that while I'm talking to you, my stomach's talking to me.
Smoke me a kippah. I'll be back for breakfast.
I'm hungry! Feed my mouth! Fill my belly!
Whoa! Someone just yelled themselves out of honey with breakfast.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Ooh, bacon.
I sure am getting powerful hungry.
Damn good coffee. And hot.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
All of a sudden, I'm not hungry.